Have you ever had someone recommend something to you?
Have you ever asked for a recommendation?
Have you ever taken a recommendation you regretted?
Do you have something you want to recommend?
Welcome to
Recommended to Me by a Friend.
Okay, so this is a very special new segment called Behind the Scenes.
Yes. You say that like it's a question. Is it called that? You named it.
I didn't know if that's what we decided on.
Sure, it's fine with me.
So this will be an occasional thing, maybe, I don't know, short little video to kind of explain situations where we feel like you guys are going to need a quick heads up. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about the listeners. And by that, pretty much, I mean my dad.
It's just your dad. Yes. Your dad is the only one listening.
Hi, Aubrey's dad. Hi, Dad. Okay,
I'm waving at the computer.
I love right that. Now. That's great. So real quick, before we get too into it, if you guys want to write us, I officially have a Twitter. No.
A Twitter? You can tweet.
I'm at Simply Cillo.
Ah.
On Twitter. Ah. So if you have any questions or recommendations, or if you've noticed that we are hitting any kind of false information or something you guys know about, feel free to write me. Do they have anywhere to write you?
I don't remember my Twitter handle right now. I don't remember my Twitter handle right now. I'll have to look it up later because I don't think I have actually tweeted in like maybe a year and a half.
Perhaps.
I don't tweet.
Perhaps there is.
Neither do I twit or chirp or anything bird-like.
There might actually be a more relevant, youthful way to communicate with the people.
Well, the Instagrams, which I have.
Okay, well then, can they reach you that way?
Oh yeah, you can find me on Leah Christine Johnson on Instagram. Yep, the whole name.
That's brassy.
Apparently, I am the only Leah Christine Johnson on Instagram with that full name. And also on IMDb and like other things. I'm going like, okay, I mean, it's that whole entire name, yet I am the only one. So I don't know how to feel about that.
Now, we plan on getting an official show one, so this way any listeners could communicate with us more directly, provided that they're more than just my dad, who could, of course, contact me via my phone or, you know, just daily.
I mean, your dad didn't know my contact info.
That's true. But that being said, we can release that later because I fear this behind-the-scenes thing is not going to be a one-time deal. Now, the reason this is necessary...
You and I have a tendency to alternate who's living the sitcom.
So...
Yours is current.
I actually wrote something out to explain what's been going on.
To which I told her it sounded like an episode of Frasier. And if you are familiar with that show, you'll understand as you hear what she has to say.
This is a real-life story. This is a real-life thing that happened. To give you a little bit of backstory, I myself am house-sitting for some friends of mine who are welcoming their new baby. Friends of mine that I've mentioned many times on the show, Michael and Carrie. So I wrote this. This happened on the night that I was supposed to be finalizing the episode 3 of Bill and Ted. So, without further ado, welcome to what I titled The Worst Night Ever. This was originally addressed to a friend of mine to explain why I was not editing the podcast, or why the podcast did not get edited. And we begin. Okay, sorry. To preface this, I'm not only house-sitting for my friends, I'm also dog-sitting for them. They have some really great dogs, one of which is elderly and takes a daily medication.
And they're neither one of them are particularly big dogs. These are not mastiffs. These are like, what, a little schnoodle?
It's a schnoodle.
A schnoodle? Yeah. Schnauzer poodle?
I don't know. I learned
sheep noodle?
I learned the word schnoodle, and you're about to find out why.
The other one's like some little, I don't know like what she is.
She's like a Jack Russell kind of mix.
Something.
Anyway, all right. Titled, The Worst Night Ever. So, I left work yesterday and decided to get those wings, which took way too long, especially because my car's AC seems to be gone. But that was okay, because I had the entire night alone in the house to get the podcast episode finished. Or so I thought. I got to the house around 5:45 to find that one of the dogs had gotten onto the kitchen table and knocked down an almost new bag of Dove dark chocolate squares with almonds that I brought into the house. Now, I don't see the bag right away because I was distracted by the two foil wrappers on the floor. The bag had 9 pieces left, and I knew I'd only eaten 2, leaving 16 squares unaccounted for. So now I've got two dogs, both of which are small, one of whom is elderly and takes a daily medication. At this point, all I can think is, I cannot be responsible for killing my best friend's dogs. I then found a couple of wrappers in the backyard, accessible through the dog door, but they are quote-unquote clean and covered with ants, so no new information there. For the next hour, I watched the dogs and made some calls. Finally, after having a sixth website confirm how bad dark chocolate is for dogs, I broke down and called Michael, one of the dog owners. And for those of you keeping score, I was about to tell one of my best friends that I might have poisoned his dogs hours after the birth of his son, and a day after I promised him there was nothing to worry about because I would take care of everything. Michael tells me not to panic, to keep an eye on the dogs, and to call the vet. 45 minutes pass, and the vet has no doc there, so I'm instructed to call MedVet, who instructs me to call Animal Poison Control. There is a $65 fee to talk to them. Yes, fine, here's my card, and I break down the age and weight of the dogs, and then the weight and ingredients of the bag of chocolate. And then we speculate and calculate how many ounces the dogs might have eaten. It is at this point that I'm told that the best and worst case scenarios, both dogs need to go to MedVet ASAP. So I announce to the two very excited dogs that we will be taking a car ride. MedVet had some strict protocols. Drive to the door. Someone comes to get the animals. You park and wait in your car. Now the car is not ideal because I'm both panicked and also have no AC. The vet calls and wants approval to induce vomiting. Yes, I say. That'll be $490, they say. I have no other choice, I think, and then I give them my card information. At this point in the evening, my phone alerts me to take my sleeping meds because it's 9:30, and I'm sitting in a hot car, hyperventilating about the possibility of killing my friend's dogs and lamenting the small fortune I've just given away. Another half hour passes, and I'm told that the younger of the two dogs has had, quote, a lot of chocolate, but both dogs are recommended to undergo a slew of medical procedures, including, but not limited to, IV fluids, charcoal flush, and electrolytes, all of which can be attained for the estimated amount of $3,000, but they'll get back to me with the total in a moment. And all I could see was pure white. A split second after realizing screaming into the steering wheel, which might make me feel better for a few precious seconds, probably is not the most productive solution. So I suck it up and call Michael at the hospital. Again, with his newborn son and wife, my other best friend, who is recovering from emergency surgery. So I'm sitting outside the car on the phone. Michael answers, and I almost immediately break down. And so, after poisoning his dogs and bothering him at the hospital, he is now comforting me. I honestly have never felt worse in my life. So the vet calls, and I merge the calls. Michael listens and tells them that he has no intention of spending more money, let alone $2,000 to $3,000, and that he's comfortable sending the dogs home with me. The vet hangs up, and Michael tells me that he wishes I'd called sooner. He says that the dogs will be fine, and if not, accidents happen. And, all things considered, it should be fine to take them home and not worry. So, as instructed, I pull up to the front doors and wait for over half an hour for them to bring the dogs out. Before they do, however, there's just one slight matter of the remaining $97 bill, and it becomes clear the dogs are now being held hostage for that money. Sweaty, guilty, exhausted both mentally and physically, I tell them to run the card while thinking, enjoy your blood money. I tell them to run my card. Another 20 minutes pass, and the dogs are brought out, looking tired, but generally excited about another car ride. Half an hour after that, we arrive back at the house. I take my sleeping meds and try to suppress the anxiety of losing about $650 and the fact that the dogs aren't completely out of the woods yet. And before I knew it, my alarm had gone off. P.S. The podcast episode is not yet finished.
So, Lord. I will say this, my top three... No, that's not true. It was somewhere in the top 10 worries. I was sitting in that hot car, terrified I was going to go home with one or no dogs. And all I could think is, like, every time they're going to see me or possibly their son, like, what if the death of their dogs is linked with us somehow? Our friendship is forever altered. Mm-hmm. And I've murdered two animals because as I was going to the house, I was like, you know what? I might let a little chocolatey treat like an idiot. So I'm sitting in the hot-ass car, thinking to myself, oh man, I can't even call out
for work tomorrow, because what am I supposed to tell them? And also, on top of that, I really need that money.
Yeah, that...
And then, I'm just freaking out about all these things, and then somewhere from, like, I don't know, worry 4 to 10, somewhere in there, and all I could think was, I have to tell Leah that the episode is probably not going to get finished in time.
Leah's response is, do you need help? Because I'm like, it's fine, it's...
What you actually sent me was...
What did I say? I don't remember.
You sent me just a text that said, oh, honey, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, like, that sounds about right.
So anyway, behind the scenes peek, this is how the sausage gets made, folks. And yep. Unfortunately, it didn't get made on time.
No, that sausage is sitting there. But it's... the sausage will come out. It will... be
it will
published if one publishes sausage. And
a quick update before we go any further. Mm-hmm. Both dogs are fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah. They got a lot of chocolate out of the younger dog. Mm-hmm. They got some chocolate out of the older dog.
And
also,
there's even some chocolate left over.
Yeah. But they also pulled out a rock and a Q-tip. So I cannot.
I think when you told me that, I was like, that's just
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my fault, guys. My fault, because I was dealing with a dog drama, but everybody's fine now, and yep. I got back to work, so we'll be releasing the episode as soon as possible. But forgive me, folks, we had to take a week off. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But
I keep telling you, this is like a sitcom.
In the meantime, Leah has been hard at work on our upcoming franchise, which we're not gonna release the name of just yet. But we have come to realize that this, both Bill and Ted 3 is a little bit longer than expected, as well as the
upcoming episode, that because we just, it's a favorite of both of ours,
as it turns out. And anyway, so a lot of information. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up. They are longer episodes.
So if you've got a nice long car ride or something like that, these are the episodes you want to listen to while you're doing that.
Or Dad, if you're listening, which I'm pretty sure you are. You can actually pause it halfway, and that is your commute back and forth. Yeah. So just throwing that out there.
Or if you're, like, doing a long laundry day.
Yep.
Or if you have to clean the house mm-hmm. or something, just put it on your stereo and then vacuum. But and just make sure you turn it up.
It was made with a conscious effort to stay on track. We just had a lot of information. But all that coming soon, guys. Like I said, this has been the very first behind-the-scenes mini-sode.
I am not looking forward to whenever I probably will end up doing one, because there's just no telling what it will consist of.
I'm terrified.
I'm just like, I'm terrified. Yes.
I'm terrified and quite sure it's going to be me next, but no. Don't worry about it. Anyway, guys, I got to go because you can't tell because we definitely edited it out, but during the recording of that letter, my alarm went off to tell me I need to take sleeping meds.
It did.
Yeah, so...
She needs to take sleeping meds, and I need a shower.
So, here's the thing. I'm sorry we couldn't put out a new episode this week. I hope everybody is having a great week, and at the very least, if it helps you out, a dose of schadenfreude, chances are your week has gone better than mine.
Hey, Aubrey.
Yeah?
Can I have a piece of that chocolate?
Yeah. Please take it out of this house. It's cursed. It's cursed chocolate. Jeez. Well, I guess that's it.
I figured that was, I was doing that as sort of, you could use that to segue out.
All right, so this is Aubrey.
Oh, and this is Leah.
And this has been Behind the Scenes on
Recommended to Me by a friend. That was so sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how all the behind the scenes will end.